The Water's Lovely, written by Ruth Rendell and read by Sean Thomas.
Chapter 1. Weeks went by when Ismay never thought of it at all. Then something would bring it back, or it would return in a dream. The dream began in the same way. She and her mother would be climbing the stairs, following Heather's lead through the bedroom to what was on the other side, not a bathroom in the dream, but a chamber floored and walled in marble. In the middle of it was a glassy lake. The white thing in the water floated towards her, its face submerged, and her mother said absurdly, "Don't look!" because the dead thing was a man, and was naked, and she was a girl of 15. But she had looked, and in the dreams she looked again, but at Guy's drowned face. She had looked at the dead face, and though she would forget from time to time what she had seen, it always came back, the fear still there in the dead eyes, the nostrils dilated to inhale water, not air. Heather showed no fear, no emotion of any kind. She stood with her arms hanging by her side. Her dress was wet, clinging to her breasts. No one spoke then, neither in the reality nor in the dreams. Neither of them said a word until their mother fell on her knees and began crying and laughing and babbling nonsense. When she came home, the house was a different place. She had known, of course, that it would be two self-contained flats, the upper one for her mother and Pamela, the lower one for her and Heather, two pairs of sisters, two generations represented. In her last term at university, 400 miles away in Scotland, what she hadn't understood was that part of the house would disappear. It was Pamela's idea, though Pamela didn't know why. She knew no more of what had happened than the rest of the world knew. In innocence and well-meaning, she had planned and carried out these drastic changes. She showed Ismay the ground floor flat, and then she took her upstairs. "I'm not sure how much Beatrix understands," she said, opening the door to what had been the principal bedroom, the room they had walked through to find the drowned man. "I can't tell how much she remembers. God knows if she even realizes it's the same room." "I can hardly realize," thought Ismay. The shock of it silenced her. She looked around her almost fearfully. It was one room now. The door to the bathroom had been where? The French windows to the balcony were gone, replaced by a single glass door. The whole place looked larger, nearer to the dream room, yet less spacious. "It's better this way, isn't it, Izzy?" "Oh, yes, yes. It's just that it was a shock. Perhaps it would have been better to sell the house and move. But how else would she and Heather afford a flat to share? Has Heather seen it?"
"She loves all the changes. I don't know when I've seen her so enthusiastic about anything."
Pamela showed her the two bedrooms that had once been hers and Heather's, the new kitchen, the new bathroom. At the top of the stairs she paused, holding on to the newel post and turning her eyes on Ismay almost pleadingly.
"It's 9 years ago, Izzy, or is it 10?
"Nine, coming up to 9.
I thought changing things like this would help you finally to put it behind you. We couldn't go on keeping that room shut up. How long is it since anyone went in there? All those 9 years, I suppose."
"I don't think about it much anymore," she lied.
"Sometimes I think Heather's forgotten it."
"Perhaps I can forget it now," said Ismay,
and she went downstairs to find her mother, who was in the garden with Heather. Forgetting isn't an act of will. She hadn't forgotten, but that conversation with Pamela, that tour of her old home, made new, was a watershed for her. Though she dreamed of drowned Guy that night, gradually her mindset changed, and she felt the load she carried ease. She stopped asking herself what had happened on that hot August afternoon. Where had Heather been? What exactly had Heather done, if anything? Was it possible anyone else had been in the house? Probing, wondering, speculating had been with her for 9 years, and at last she asked herself why. Suppose she found out. What could she do with the truth she had discovered?